now to a discussion about the value of private information on the internet. Private information has a certain value to you. It has another value to a company like Facebook. And we're focusing on the privacy militia that we've really impaneled and empowered at thetakeaway.org. With us is digital editor from The Takeaway, Jim Colgan. And you, sort of to demonstrate the value of private information and to raise this question, launched an experiment last week, which I loved. You actually just using information you found on Facebook from a Facebook friend profile, Foursquare. You went and found poor Dave Tisch in Washington Square Park about a week ago.
You're definitely the first person to randomly reach out to me on Foursquare. I've been, I guess, contacted on Twitter, Facebook pretty randomly. So
Dave Tisch, still a friend of yours, Jim Colgan?
Dave Tisch, as far as I'm concerned, he's still my friend. We've exchanged a few emails. We're in the same social networks.
So what's your gang accomplishing in this conversation?
So we asked you to do exactly what I just did. Go out and find someone who's sharing this kind of information and tell us what you found. And not a lot of you were willing to go as far as I did.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We're actually happy about that.
Yeah. I mean, I spent a couple of hours wandering around Washington Square Park, looking up people's profiles, finding their photo, and then trying to talk to them. So I guess, you know, we didn't expect you to all do that. But you did respond to the sentiment of what we did, which was to get your experience of sharing. And one woman who took part in this conversation, Charlotte told us that she actually had an unintended consequence happen when she joined Facebook. And here's the story she told us.
My mother's a Holocaust survivor, and most of her family were killed during World War II. She was in a concentration camp for 4 years. And after the war, she lived with her first cousin in Czechoslovakia. And the daughter found me on Facebook. And she emailed me, and we started communicating via Facebook, and I decided that I was going to go and visit her in June. So I'm getting to see the last of my mother's side of the family.
So here, private information being available on Facebook suddenly enables an experience that has, of course, priceless value to this family, getting together and reconnecting on a subject like this.
Exactly, and something she never knew was even possible before she joined Facebook.
Well, the question I have for you then is, how is Facebook learning about the value of private information and modifying its mechanisms for people dealing with their private information?
Well, Facebook has gone on the assumption that people want to share their information. They've gone on the assumption that it's a good thing for everyone to make their information more public, which is why they've increasingly made it more public. But that's caused this backlash of people saying, wait a second, don't make my information public, at least not without letting me do it. So today, Facebook is announcing all these changes to make it very simple for you to change your privacy settings. And that's a direct response to all these calls. Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO, he said, we missed the mark. We made an assumption. We were wrong. We missed the mark.
All right. Zuckerberg can say what he wants. But it used to take dozens of mechanisms and clicks to actually change things significantly. Now what is it?
They're going to unveil that today. It's expected to be something like kind of a dashboard that lets you scroll it so you have degrees of privacy, but it's something very visual.
You were actually suggesting that. You were suggesting that. The privacy settings on Google.
Right, exactly.
So Facebook learned their lesson?
Facebook, you could say they learned their lesson. They definitely learned to take it slower. But we want to find out something from you as well. We want you to tell us, how has sharing information benefited you? In all this, we're continuing our experiment, and we want you to go to thetakeaway.org and let us know, how has opening up affected you?
Keep the conversation going. Don't let Colgan down now. Jim, thanks so much.